Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anaya Parker. How may I help you?
Ma'am, what do you need in order to identify me? Because there obviously is a real mix-up going on here.
I could check your account to see what's going on. I may need your zip code and your first and last name.
My zip code is 31005.
310315.
No. 310 05.
And what's your first and last name?
My first name is Glenda, GLYNDA. The last name is McKee, MC KE.
You said Miss Glenda, GLYNDA?
Yes.
And McKee, MC KEE?
Right.
And your zip code is 31005?
Yes.
Okay. Hold one second.
Now, I wrote down some numbers that I saw on my credit card. Those 34 numbers, a series of 34 numbers that I wrote down on my credit card. Something is wrong because I've been charged $68.89 on my credit card, and this is not right.
Okay, just give me a second to pull up your account to see what's going on.
Okay, are you in California?
No, ma'am.
Oh. Because this number said it was a California number.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have it? Hello?
Please give me a second, ma'am. I'm trying to pull up your account.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Ms. Glenda. While looking for your account, I can't find you nowhere in the system, so could I have the first six numbers of your credit card number, your credit card, or in the last four digits of your credit card? Because you're not coming up in the system.
Okay, is that because you've already billed me, or what?
No, ma'am, that wouldn't be why, because if we already billed you, you will be able to come up in the system and we could see your account. However, ma'am.
Okay, and you want what on my credit card?
The first six numbers and the last four numbers.
How about I just give you the last four?
Okay.
The last four is 3744.
I will also need the first six in order for your to see if you have an account, because when I put in your first, your last name, your zip code, I even put in your phone number, and it showed that you didn't even have an account with us.
Okay. I'm calling you from my cell number, but the number I think that you may have on file is my home line. Can I give you that number?
Your home line. Okay, yes, ma'am, please.
It's area 415.
415.
415. 234.
234.
8832.
Nope. So you said that number was 415-234-8832?
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Nothing is coming up at all.
Okay, you're saying nothing?
Yes, ma'am. You're not coming up at all.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the first 6 of my credit card number. Ready?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
4899.
4899. 489928. Okay. No, ma'am, you're still not coming up in the system at all.
Well, what is the problem then? You've charged my credit card, this credit card, $68.89, and all it got on there for identification is a series of numbers, and it's 34 numbers on there. And I called the 866-203-7820 number. So you got to do something. I don't know what to tell you to how to identify this, but I sent an email through on 1224 telling you to, this needs to be, I haven't gotten any merchandise. I did not order anything. The only thing I authorized was $7.95. So you can't charge me $68.89. So how do we fix this?
Well, according to this, I'm not able to pull up your account, so it wasn't our company that charged you anything. But to better assist you, you could contact your bank to see directly who charged you.
Well, I can give you the numbers on here because that's all that's all identifying. Okay, so what is your company name, ma'am?
We represent over 100 online vendors, so I would need your zip code to be able to better assist you. But once I put that into the system, your account didn't pop up, so that goes to show that our company did not charge you.
Okay. Okay, what if I give you all these numbers that was on my credit card? What would that mean to you?
The numbers on the credit card, I still won't be able to pull up anything because I've tried everything. So you will have to contact your bank directly to see what company specifically charged you so that you could receive your money back.
Okay, the phone number that's on there that charged me is 866-203-7820.
Could you repeat that number again?
Okay, 866-203-7820.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Nope, still nothing is pulling up.
Okay, can I get your name and your location so I know what to tell my bank? Because I'll call them right now. This is just going to be a nightmare.
My name is Anaya Parker, and you can contact your bank and ask them what company specifically charged you, and that way you can call back or call the correct company. They can give you the phone number for the company that charged you.
Well, it's the 866-203-7820. That's what I'm telling you.
And is that a phone number or an ID?
That's a phone number. That's the number. Listen to me. That's the first number on where it gives identification. That's the first number. Then it says Garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. And then it's a series of 34 numbers, I think.
That wouldn't be our company, ma'am.
Okay, you don't have the phone number 866-203-7820 in it because here's the deal. I've gotten two messages from your 925 number. That's why I asked if you were in California.
No, ma'am, we're not based in California, but as I've previously stated, I actually put in all of your information and an account with your name never came up.
Okay, what is your first name again, ma'am?
It's Anaya.
Can you spell that, please?
A-N-I-Y-A-H.
A-N-Y-A-H?
Yes, ma'am.
Anaya Parker. And tell me where you are located.
Ma'am, I can't disclose that information.
Okay, well, did you answer the call from the 925 number that's on my phone?
Yes, ma'am, I believe so.
Which says it's a California number and you're telling me you're not in California?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.